Beaver Creek City schools are known as good schools.
It was what brought me to Beaver Creek to begin with.
Diana Doyle's kids went to school here, and now six of her grandchildren are in Beaver Creek schools. She's part of the group advocating for the emergency levy, which would cost property owners about $18 a month per $100,000 of property value. Doyle says that cost is worth it.
A good, strong school system helps your community. It brings business, and it keeps the property values at a level that we all want to stay consistent.
But a new school levy hasn't passed in Beaver Creek since 2003, which puts the district in a bind. As school board president Al Nels points out, revenues have basically been flat.
During that time, we've grown our enrollment by over 1,000 students. We've endured several state funding cuts. And, of course, the cost of our daily operations all continue to rise.
They've cut elementary art and music classes, and they've laid off 75 people and reduced tutoring for struggling students. Still, many voters just don't want to pay a new property tax, like Mike Thomas, who thinks the whole levy funding system needs to go.
We need a state-level, statewide solution.
He argues that the system of state funding will never see the reforms it needs unless voters refuse to pass levies.
Put pressure on Governor Kasich to help solve this. The easy wrong here is to go back to the homeowner and get more money out of them.
The most recent Ohio budget reduced Beaver Creek City Schools' state revenue by 33% through 2015. The proposed local levy would raise $10.4 million over 5 years. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.